Foxton Readers, Level 1, Peter Pan by J.M. Barrie, read by Amanda Jane Simpson. Copyright Foxton Books, 2022. Chapter 1. Wendy Darling was a little girl. She lived at number 14 with her parents and her little brothers, John and Michael. The families on the road all had nurses. Each nurse looked after the children in the family. They were all women, but Wendy's family was different. In Wendy's family, the nurse was a big dog. The dog's name was Nana. She took the children to school, and she gave them a bath and put them to bed at night. She also looked after the children when they were ill. Nana was a very good nurse, and the children loved her. Mr. and Mrs. Darling, the three children, and Nana were a very happy family. But then, one day, they met Peter Pan. One morning, Wendy woke up and saw her mother in her bedroom. There were leaves on the bedroom floor. "Where are these leaves from?" Wendy's mother asked. Wendy said, "Peter comes in the window sometimes. He sits on my bed and plays music to me. He lives in Neverland." Mrs. Darling was worried, but she didn't say anything to Wendy. The next night, Peter Pan visited again. Mrs. Darling was asleep on her chair. She opened her eyes and saw him. A small light came with him. It flew into the room. It had a dress of leaves. It was a little, little fairy. Mrs. Darling screamed when she saw Peter. Nana ran into the room and barked. And Peter and the fairy quickly flew out of the window. Nana shut the window after Peter, and she caught his shadow. Mrs. Darling was sorry for Peter, so she put the shadow in a big drawer. One night, Peter Pan and the fairy came again when the children were asleep. He wanted his shadow. The fairy found the shadow in the drawer. But Peter was very sad because he couldn't put his shadow on. Wendy woke up and saw Peter Pan in her room. She saw the fairy too. She wanted to help. So she took the shadow and sewed it on again. Peter was happy now. Wendy and Peter sat down together, and Wendy asked him some questions. "How old are you, Peter?" asked Wendy. "I don't know," said Peter. "Do you want to be an adult one day?" asked Wendy. "No, never," said Peter. "No, I don't want to be an adult," said Wendy. "But I must." Then Wendy heard bells. "Listen, Peter, what's that noise?" "Oh, that's Tinkerbell. She's a fairy. The bells are her fairy language," said Peter. Wendy was very excited. "Can I see Tinkerbell, Peter?" "Tinkerbell," called Peter, "come out of the drawer." Tinkerbell came out and flew onto the clock. "She's so beautiful," thought Wendy. "Peter, where do you live?" asked Wendy. "I live with the fairies and the lost boys," said Peter. "Who are the lost boys?" asked Wendy. "When they were babies, They got lost. They left their parents. And they came to Neverland. I'm the captain of the lost boys, said Peter. And are there any lost girls? Of course not, said Peter. Why did you come to our house, Peter? I need to hear stories. We don't know any stories, so I need lots of stories for the lost boys. I know lots of stories, said Wendy. Come with me, said Peter. Come to Neverland. I will teach you to fly. I will show you the Never Bird, and green and red fish, and fairies, and pirates, and Indians. And you can tell us your stories. Wendy wanted to go with Peter. She wanted her brothers to go too. She woke John and Michael up. Peter Pan put fairy dust on them all. I will teach you all to fly, said Peter. Think happy thoughts, then you will fly. Wendy, John and Michael thought happy thoughts, and they went up. They left the floor and they flew. Look at me! Look at me! Wendy, John and Michael flew around the room. Then Peter and Tinkerbell flew out of the window. Then Wendy, then John and Michael. And they all flew up, up into the night.